Hello!
Hello! Welcome back from the Eastern Orient!
I like a sushi!
That's racist. Matt's back from Japan.
I'm back, bitches.
I went to Cairns for a while. We talk about things like traveling.
Everything you don't ever want to know about Japan.
Yep. And Singapore.
Went to Singapore.
Singapore.
Shout out to
Tangent Physical Media. I visited the shop at about 2 a.m. In Cairns while I was there with Skippy, and I looked at my record that I bought and I forgot to bring it home.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
Do they give out hand jobs?
Yes.
At night?
Yes.
Are his hands as smooth?
They're very supple.
Supple? So like agile.
Yeah, he uses hand cream.
So A for effort type situation.
Yeah.
Tangent Physical Media. Regretting sponsoring the DC Pirate Radio podcast.
Since 2017.
All right. So listen to Japan. Goodbye.
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
We're gonna get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. Yeah. Straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just gonna get on with it.
Better not be honeygiving, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. Auf Wiedersehen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
That doesn't make any sense.
The Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
You're such an idiot.
We're going to roll with it, aren't we?
We're live, baby.
We are live, baby.
Live like sexual chocolate.
Live. Coming at you live. No, what's that little song lyric I'm trying to think of? Anyway, I've already gone off topic. Welcome. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
And you know, all of those things. You know one thing I'll say about Australia?
What?
About the same amount of Asians.
Whole lot of Asians.
Straight off the bat, gonna leave with that.
Coming in strong. Oh dear.
So Japan's a weird place.
Yeah, actually, you can just talk to me about Japan for a little while first, because
I've come to realize that, well, we were talking about this downstairs, you know, like, let's do the podcast so we don't waste all our good ideas.
I have a certain amount of words that I can say per day, I think, and a trap that I've fallen into with you is you'll be like, let's do a podcast. And I'll be like, okay, then I'll come over and we'll spend like 2 hours downstairs talking about shit. And then we'll come up here and you'll be like, okay, now talk. And I'm like,
But you're my friend.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you, my friend.
Well, like when you walk out and you just say like, I just talked to the microphone for a minute. Literally, did you listen to the one with you and Luke? I was like, can't think of any words. Like, don't really know what to say. I struggle with stuff like that.
James, lots of people listen to our podcast.
I
am not one of them.
I can bounce off of other people. Like, I can be quick like that. But when it comes to just being imaginative, I struggle.
We need to get some subtitles or some kind of stage direction.
Yeah.
So the listeners know. Matt shakes his head disapprovingly.
Air commas. Oh, anyway. So, Japan.
Japan, man. Interesting place. It's one of those places everyone raves about Japan. I never would have gone because, well, you can't do a training camp and it costs money.
Yeah.
But like then I went and I'm like, oh, this was cool. Like I'm glad I did this. So yeah, Japan. Go to Japan.
go to Japan. Fucking hell.
Podcast done.
Japanese tourism. The Japanese tourism market are after you. They want you to come and be their spokesperson.
Do you know, I have a fun story about that.
Yeah.
when I was a young lad.
Oh, okay.
I was at PJ O'Brien's.
Yeah.
People that are outside of Adelaide.
Yeah.
You can pretty much figure out what PJ O'Brien's is. It's a typical Irish pub.
Oh, it's a pub.
You've been to PJ, haven't you?
Yeah, I used to work there.
Yeah, well.
I just thought it was funny that you said it's... Yeah,
you can bounce off people. Don't listen to what they say about you, James.
Oh, I try not to.
You're a good guy.
It's not what the others say, it's what the voices in my head say. They're the ones that are hard to stop.
Yeah, especially when they're fighting.
Yeah, so, fuck, come on, guys. We spoke about this.
See, I was at, as a wee lad.
You're at PJ's, yeah?
At PJ's.
A wee lad.
And a couple Japanese ladies with very broken English asked me if I was an underwear model from Japan.
Were you in your underwear at the time?
Yes, but I had clothes on top of my underwear.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I bet you're naked under those clothes, aren't you, you slut?
It was a weird, weird experience, because I'm like, are you coming on to me? Because it didn't feel like they were coming on to me. It felt like they were asking a legitimate question. Mm-hmm. It didn't have that flavour.
Yeah, well, they're a strange people. They don't have the same like social cues or the same like. It's like Chinese people. Have you ever stood next to a Chinese person on public transport or walked near them? Like they completely disregard personal space.
There's a little bit of that. It's very orderly though. Like the first thing I noticed when I got off the plane. Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to ask my beautiful wife to maybe not vacuum while we're doing the podcast.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Intermission.
Oh, dear.
And we're back.
Whee! Anyway, where were you? The vacuuming Japan or...
Is that drums?
Wait there, I'm just going to go and ask my lovely wife not to practice her drums while we're doing
the podcast. Can you please not join Motley Crue while I'm trying to do my podcast?
Oh, so they were orderly.
Oh, no, first thing I did, I got off the plane.
Yeah, because that's what confused me just before. Like, the first thing I did when I got off the plane was, I'm going to ask my lovely wife to stop vacuuming. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, have I just had a stroke? Like, anyway.
See, I got off the plane, and there was a little escalator.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on it, and everyone was in my goddamn way.
Oh, I've got a story for this.
Because in Asia, I don't know how to do this on the road. Broad sterilization.
Yeah.
Stereotype? Sterilization. That's generalization. That's something different.
Generalization, I think, is the word you're looking for.
But when they're walking,
mm-hmm.
and escalators, everyone in Asia stands to the left and creates an overtaking lane.
Oh.
It's amazing.
They can't do that on the road though, can they?
It's amazing. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Well, it's funny you should say that because when I was in Cairns, we had an escalator incident with Todd because we were at, in the main shopping centre. To give you some context.
But Todd doesn't know how to use an escalator, is that?
No, Todd does. He got really angry and pushed past a kid on the escalator. And it was annoying. The people were standing in, like, they were just, like, spread across the escalator and he's like, you know Todd, he's like huffed and sort of not pushed him over, but certainly like moved this kid out of his way. And I've started laughing.
You can't touch kids.
I've started laughing and the mum or like the woman that was with the kid has turned to us and like rolled her eyes and gone, oh, there's always one. So for the rest of the holiday, because this was the first day as well, we'd just gone to Kmart and bought inflatable ducks. So for the rest of the holiday, whenever Todd did anything, we'd just be like, oh, there's always one. But yeah, for the rest of like, it became a big focal point of that day, which was quite entertaining, which is, yeah, why it makes me laugh.
I'm going to now start using that phrase.
There's always one.
There's always one.
There's always one.
I can think of one.
Yeah, it's usually me. Oh,
I found I started writing down like lists of little things that were annoying me while I was away. I've realized that I'm a very negative person. So I'm like, oh, I'll talk to James about that. Oh, negative. But I had a thought.
What?
It's like this.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell the story.
Okay.
So we're climbing them. Well, yes. It's got a couple stories in here. I'm going to take you on a journey. I've got clean jocks, mate. Pack a lunch. Because it's going to be quite tight.
It's like that meme. If you ever have a conversation with me, you've got to expect to have like 17 side conversations and like four other stories within it.
Yeah. Podcast.
Yeah.
So, we're climbing some mountains, see some monkeys. Remind me later to tell you about tours and my opinion of tours. But we're climbing this thing. It's like a 2K walk.
That's what you
do. Yeah, exactly. And there's like the slightest little incline. So it's not really an issue. Mm-hmm. But you can also imagine the type of people that live in the world.
Yeah. Well, like when we did the mountain at Bali.
Yeah, it was like significantly easier than that.
Yeah.
It was a little bit slippery. Some people went bum bum down. I think I saw a kid break his leg, but that was his dad's fault. Yeah. Not part of the story. So we're walking up the mountain, and I, was getting stuck behind people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just,
always one.
I just went like, beep beep. I just let out like a little beep beep. And my sister like turned around to me, horrified. And she just looked at me, she's like, did you just beat those people? And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, as they got out the way and allowed us to walk past, I'm like, well,
it worked.
Yeah, they got out the way. Like, it wasn't the kid. We can't take you anywhere. I'm like, well,
it's always one.
Why can't we use those rules for everyone?
Yeah.
But then I had a thought. I'm like, I'm not super fast.
Mm.
And I get really frustrated when people walk slowly in front of me.
Yeah.
So how does Superman feel? He would be getting, like, his whole life would he be him.
He flies, man. He can fly. Like, why?
But all the time, like, what if he's just trying to go get a coffee? Imagine if you were Superman and you're waiting in line to get a coffee and you got to see this line of four drop kicks just taking forever and you're like, I could go around the world.
What? This is what I mean about the like imagination. Like you just, things come into your head that I would just never fathom. He could move really quickly in between the people.
That's a lonely life.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that all of the superheroes are lonely men.
Yeah.
Except maybe Joker and, what's her name, the chick that picked up?
Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Why?
Aren't they together?
Yeah, I think so.
So they're probably less lonely.
Probably. Well, they've all got, like, some kind
of partners. But they're both, like, A, crazy and superheroes. Like, Batman's...
Well, what powers do they have?
Hey?
What powers do they have?
Well... They're crazy.
I got the power of makeup. Yeah. So does Kim Kardashian, mate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but like, Batman's, what's her name? She's just like a regular person. She doesn't fucking do anything.
Batman's a regular person.
Yeah, but he's Batman.
I used to love Batman as a kid, and like, I think that's a good analogy for life.
Be a billionaire and don't have parents.
No, the day that you realise that Batman really couldn't be that good. Like, it's just physically impossible.
Why?
Well, because one person, like, he's going up against people that have, like, legitimate superpowers. And he has a little grappling hook. And he learned some shitty martial art that's probably bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, wushu watch. Like, he learned some fucking bullshit martial art. He's like this, Batman's like one of those master videos, you know, you see him on YouTube.
Oh, the ones that Steve keeps sharing. Like, they like touch people and they go flying.
Like Batman in real life, he has his first fight, the dude just like looks at him, shoots him.
Just drops him. Fuck you, idiot.
Wrist lock ain't gonna work, bro.
Yeah.
Bow! Which is sad because I used to want to be Robin when I was a young boy.
Yeah, but that's a different thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other life lesson. Just want to hang out with my friend Batman.
What is Scrubs? I reckon it's like where he pictures himself with Dr. Cox as Batman and Robin, and he's like, how bad is it that even in my own daydreams I'm the sidekick?
My own fantasies, I'm the number two.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I imagine like you do that.
What?
Imagine me. Being Batman, and you being like maybe Alfred. maybe you could be like.
No, I'm Commissioner Gordon.
That's worse than Alfred.
I'm an old ass policeman.
He's like some dude, man.
I push the bat button.
At least Alfred's like good at mechanics and shit.
Oh no! All I can think about is Archer and fucking. Woodhouse. Woodhouse is alone, tied up in a swimming pool. He's probably, he's probably got a temperature.
Your word for the spelling bee today is tangent. Can you please use it in a sentence?
Yeah, this story has gone on a tangent. What was the first story you were telling me?
Superman wouldn't like Japan.
No.
But Japan would love Superman.
Yeah, what about if there was a Godzilla type situation?
I saw Godzilla.
Go on.
I was looking for the robot restaurant.
Yeah.
And then I did a quick poppy pop and looked up on top of the mountain, the building, and there's like a Godzilla head popping over.
That's not what you want.
I thought it was a bit racist, to be honest. Mate, you can't do that.
I'd just be concerned.
What?
The giant prehistoric lizard.
I wasn't the slowest one in the group.
Yeah, dumb spot.
It's like swimming. I always feel heaps better if I know one person's out deeper than me.
Yeah, because the shark's going to get them first.
Because sharks are good like that. They've got a rule.
Sharks, I'm oddly not that worried by sharks. Snakes really freak me out. Spiders couldn't care less about. When we were in Cairns, Todd was so fucking paranoid of crocodiles, man. Everywhere we went, he's like, oh, are they going to be like, again, we would probably shouldn't have teased him as much.
Mate, you're in a public bathroom.
There's no crocs in here. It's like, well, then why does this man keep asking me to put my hand in his pants? But yeah, sure, another one. Like, when I go out in the kayak,
I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like, same, yeah, like crocodiles, not that bothered by them. I feel like I could fight with them.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely wrong.
Sharks scare me. Crocodiles fascinate me. I put my hand in a crocodile now.
When?
In Thailand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude seemed pretty trustworthy. Anyway, he had three fingers. He put his head in there. Yeah. But then I saw some of those videos where they, goes wrong.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
I can hear another noise. I think it's the air conditioner.
Probably. I think you.
I hope I can edit that out. If not, please send your very, very angry worded, but very nice because it's my wife. Emails to my wife, who has left Molly Crew.
And is now starting an air conditioner.
Now the air conditioner. I feel like this might be a little bit deliberate because I've just flied in from Japan.
Yeah.
I had a little nap and now you're here.
Yeah.
And shenanigans will probably
ensue. I really want to start drinking.
Well, I'm not drinking anymore.
No, neither was I until yesterday.
Well, but I don't think today counts.
Yeah.
Like, I think today is going to be my last. Like, I have three or four beers because I've got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. I've got to eat the shit I need to do tomorrow.
So I might as well have, like, a couple of beers now and then I won't drink it for my birthday.
Get it out of your system.
Well, you know how when you've got chocolate in the fridge?
Yeah, exactly.
You like, eat it all in one go.
Get rid of it.
Problem is, I've got, like, two cartons because it was Christmas.
Well,
oh, and
and about 8 liters
of beer. Of G3.
Alright, well, we better. You better tuck into it, I guess.
You know what you would really, really like about Japan?
What?
Alcohol is so cheap.
Oh.
I think they tax it.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, a 700ml bottle of Jack Daniels, which was the downfall, because I only found Jack Daniels. But I did have Jameson at one of the other places after I already bought a bottle.
Yeah.
Was like, $7, $10 or something.
What?
Yeah. And like, you walk around, it's like Bali in Thailand, it was weird. So like, there's no drinking laws, it's just like, frowned upon. But like, yeah. It's just like that, look at that stupid gaijin, walking around with his
gaijin.
Walking around the street. But it's not illegal, and yeah, you walk into any 7-Eleven, and
yeah, sell booze.
It's like $2 for a 500ml can of beer.
Beauty. Yeah. Let's go to Japan.
Ding.
No, I want to go, I'm going to go to Bali again this year, somewhere, I reckon.
Yeah, I want to go, but I want to go and not have a party. I want to go to Chengdu.
I
might not train, like, 2 days a week. I might just do, like, I would like to have a bit more of a balance.
Yeah.
Because I'm Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde on my holidays. I either go, like, super strict and, like, train 3 times a day and drink goju juice and fly with the dolphins.
Yeah.
Or I'm drunk the whole time.
Or both.
So I'd like to go and maybe train once a day, have a nice day off here and there, just do something, relax.
Yeah. I reckon.
Also, Fitzbo.
I reckon try and do like a 10-day, like in the middle of the year when it's cold and,
yeah.
Like June, July time, like in the break for footy.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Footy's going to be interesting this year, not that you'll care.
Yeah, football is, boring.
No.
Newsflash.
I've been doing lots of running.
You know what makes me feel better about football?
What?
Cricket.
Cricket's the worst.
Boys. Oh, cricket's the worst.
Cricket's the worst sport in the fucking world. Anyone that knows me, like Daniel, anytime it comes up in conversation, I'm just like, don't fucking talk to me about cricket, man. I don't care. Oi, oi.
That's better.
For people that are actually interested in, like, things and they listen to this for the purpose of learning, if you
hate... Science time!
If you hate running,
I feel bad for you, sir. Yeah. I got 99 pounds, but a runner's ain't one.
You're a
get a GPS tracker watch. Best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Best thing I ever did. Tied, like, I wear it for all of my runs.
All the cricketers wear them.
I don't care about cricket.
You were talking about cricket, mate, cricket, and then you've got
like
into
the boardwalk, for example. Look, shut up.
No one cares about your GPS watch. Oh, hey, you know what?
Some people might.
I can tell you the fucking boardwalk GPS. It's a fucking jetty, man.
What? It's a boardwalk.
What do you need a GPS tracker to tell you that there's the only one way you can possibly walk?
Yeah, no, because it times you.
You're on a path.
Oh, you're a dick.
You know what times me? A watch.
Yeah, it's a watch with a GPS tracker in it and a heart rate monitor.
But there's nowhere else you could possibly go.
Oh, you're such a fuckwit.
You're on a confined track.
All right, you talk then.
Well, I feel like you should get a GPS tracker.
I feel like you hijacked my thing. So fuck you.
You should take that to, like, the desert.
It doesn't show you where to go. It tracks your movement.
Yeah, but there's, like, so many more options in the desert.
It's funny, like, I'll wear it to footy training, and we'll do, like, a bow tie drill, and you never really think about it until you watch the footage back, like, on the computer, and it'll show you, like, where you've run on the oval, and it actually draws, like, you can see where you've done the bow tie drill, or, like, where you've gone around. It's quite entertaining.
Can I
like it.
Can I predict what the picture looks like when you do the boardwalk?
Yes.
Is it two straight lines?
No, it's one.
So you follow your footsteps exactly.
Pretty well, it doesn't do foot like not that.
Mate, we live in the future. I couldn't have done that.
It has helped. No, it's helped me heaps.
Unless I had some kind of ruler
what?
And a map. That's technology I never could have done before.
Yeah, but it tracks your heart rate. It tells you, like, what stage, like, the one I've got is a Garmin, and it'll tell you, like, it gives you a number between 1 and 5 of your...
Randomly?
No, of your aerobic...
You're a 3, mate. Hope you like being a 3 today, because you might not be a 3 tomorrow.
It's the aerobic exercise level, I think, and it'll tell you based on, like, how far you went, how long you were moving, and what your heart rate was, how much of a difference, if any, it will have on your cardiovascular fitness. So, like, 1 is just, like, does nothing. 3 to 5 is called overreaching. So, I'm just going to move this microphone because there's all sorts of shit going on here. So
I moved it closer to you so you'd be louder.
Yeah, no, but you've also just, like, bashed the thing into my face. It's very hard.
That was part of my plan.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, I feel like you should sit here. Because then you can see what I see.
I can't physically get any closer to this microphone now.
Yeah,
because
you could talk louder. Like you talked softer as the microphone got closer. It's a weird conundrum. It's almost like the boardwalk.
Maybe I'm shy, mate.
It looks ridiculous now. It looks very uncomfortable.
It's actually not bad. I'm actually pretty comfortable. Don't move it. Oh, why are you doing this?
Because I wasn't disciplined enough as a child.
Yeah, you and me both, buddy. You and me both.
I was given lots of positive encouragement.
And very little consequences. Oh, welcome to my world. Did I send you the screenshot of, yeah, I did, that Mum sent me the other day? Have I ever thought about becoming a postman? She literally threatened to kick me out of home when I was 19 because I bought a motorbike. And she was convinced I was going to kill myself, which, you know, fair play to her.
Mums know what they're talking about.
Mums do know what they're talking about.
I had a similar situation.
But then she sends me a message last week saying, hey, I saw jobs for post offices, like post bike people, advertised. Have you ever thought about being a postie? It's like, what?
It's so random.
It's like, Mum, I've just... Like literally yesterday I've come down, I've helped you make all this produce for your business and told you that my business has actually started to take off and is going really well. So your thought process then was
Stop what you're doing. Don't you dare be an entrepreneur. We need you to get into the never going anywhere, rock solid, stable job of physically delivering letters.
Yeah, which is gonna like eventually be like non-existent.
2017 saw the greatest rise of letters delivered in 200 years.
What?
Yeah, I'm lying. Of course not. Of course not.
What? No, it didn't.
Of course not.
That's the most ridiculous thing you've said to me.
They did lots of packages though, but you can't do that on a bike.
No. And
you got to be a creepy man in a van.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Ever had your asshole looked out by a fat man in an overcoat?
took a turn. That took a turn. Because I imagine most people are a bit... Oh, because I realize I'm old, man.
Yeah, we are.
That's an old reference. There's a lot of people that wouldn't get that reference.
The James Hunt Bob.
Yeah.
Well,
is that one of those old comedy movies? Yeah. Abbott and Costello, Jay and Silent Bob.
Frank Sinatra, The Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack.
Oh, shit. Did I tell you I met Michael Hutchins reincarnate as well?
Yeah.
He was that dude. Like,
I was very jealous. You've made a new friend and he had lovely hair.
He honestly, man, he's coming to Adelaide with Skippy in March, I think, for Fringe. He might be here this month as well.
Podcast.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Like 1,000%. I said to him that he's just an interesting dude. I told you he wore a woman's dress.
Yeah.
We went swimming at Mossman Gorge, right? So we've gone, I just had shorts and a t-shirt on. So me and Michael.
Please describe what everyone else was wearing.
Okay. I think Todd was wearing bathers and I
believe. There's always one.
Yes, it's catching on. This microphone is falling down onto me now, which is a little...
Well, buy a drink first, mate.
we've gone for a swim, just in our jocks, and he's like, all he had was his clothes that he'd worn the previous day, and he's like, oh, they're really, like, restricting. I need something, like, flowy. So we've gone into Port Douglas.
He's nailed it.
Port Douglas is like the Glenelg of Cairns. It's like, you know, 40 minutes up the road, it's where all the rich people go, and they've got, like, nice houses and shit and shops. He's walked into this women's clothing shop, like just women's clothes.
Well, I feel if you want to go light and breezy, that's...
In his jocks.
Well, that's... Yeah. That's confidence. Like,
he's just walked in and the lady's like, can I help you? And he's like...
Can I help you?
He's just like, I want something like a sundress. And she's just looking at him like, what the fuck is going on here? And then, like, the three of us were just sort of standing in the doorway like retards. But, yeah, he's gone, like, he's bought this, like, nice, flowy, white... He looked like an 80s rock star. It had cupped elbows, cupped...
I'm picturing a pirate.
Sort of, yeah, similar to a pirate. Like, yeah, 80s rock star, pirate, same.
You know there's different things you can do to tighten it up if it's falling down?
Oh.
Like at each point there's, like, ways to tighten things.
Yeah, this...
Because it looks like...
Do you want to pause it for a sec? While we
intermission.
Intermission. We're just going to fix this one properly. And we're back.
Have you met Ted?
Now, you've had some ideas. Actually, before I get you to start talking again, see how much more talkative I am when I haven't talked?
I don't like it.
I prefer just talking and you agreeing with the things I say.
I like it when, again, I see me as the Batman and you as the Alfred.
The butler.
Yeah.
You had some ideas. Can you share any of them?
Yeah, I've got like, well, because
what were the negative things you wanted to share with me?
I was going to market this as like the everything you don't want to know about Japan podcast. So maybe I'll give Matt's travel guide to Japan. We'll wrap all that up.
Yeah,
and then we've got some more things that we need to chat about with Jammu and what's going on.
Jammu is real exciting. I'm very excited about it.
So if you care about Japan, listen for the next 20 minutes or so, and then...
Hopefully not even
piss off.
Long.
Piss off. You can't listen to Jammu. That's not for you. Alternatively, if you want to listen to Jammu, you just got to guess how long we're going to talk about Japan for.
Hopefully not very, because it sounds boring.
I had some good ideas for the business.
Yep.
I had some good observations, like my Superman
comment.
You know what I did have?
Yeah.
You know, I know you do because I've spoken about this before, but you know, anxiety might be one of the words people call for it, but you know when you're sitting in a situation and you're like planning for the worst?
Yeah.
I don't quite consider it anxiety. I just think it's more hyperactive imagination. But you know,
I get you.
You know, like you have sometimes...
Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, but sometimes you might have those like arguments, or those conversations in your head.
Yeah.
That obviously didn't happen because the person that you're practicing the argument with has already left the room.
Yeah.
Or you're in a situation like, oh, what would I do if this went wrong? One of them paid off for me. Well, it didn't. I ended up looking like an idiot. But if something goes wrong, I can spring into action. So, yeah, because I haven't told... You haven't heard all my stories. So we're right.
No, we've had this. I've been actively avoiding social media.
Yeah, both of us haven't been on the book.
On the book.
We've been off book.
Yeah, I like it. It's helping my brain.
Yeah, I feel heaps better. I don't know if that... And I've been doing everything else wrong, like drinking, eating shit, not exercising much. So Facebook's the devil. But
pretty much. Fuck you, Facebook.
Also, please share our stuff.
please like us.
So yeah, we're in Japan. Christmas and New Year's are reversed.
That's madness.
So Christmas, you go.
How can you reverse New Year's? It's a day.
Well, no, what you do. So like Christmas, you go party with your friends.
Drinking. And New Year's.
And New Year's, you go home with your family. So the interesting thing is we're in like Tokyo, in Shinjuku.
Tokyo.
And it was like dead.
I'm just going to keep saying words like an Asian person from time to time.
But anyway, so we're trying to find. We're on a food tour, walking food tour. I had sashimi chicken.
What?
Yeah.
Sashimi chicken?
No. Raw chicken.
You didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, the guy said.
Is it like dipped in lemon? Like
exactly lemon the same way as like sashimi salmon is prepared.
How did you not get salmonella?
Well, they were very convincing. Well, apparently, the more he spoke, the more I didn't want to listen because it didn't sound good. So I just told him to shut up and I ate the chicken. So it's one of those, it was a restaurant, it was like a farm to table restaurant. Yeah. So they own the...
That's, we need those subtitles now. For anybody listening at home, James looks perplexed and concerned.
He raised his eyebrow.
And screwed his face up.
Now he's winking at me. Yeah, so it was farm to table. In effect, essentially like, well, he told me that they specially bred these chickens to have a lower rate of salmonella. I only did year 12 biology. It's not quite how my understanding of salmonella. How
breeding works, yeah.
Well, because I thought salmonella was like a separate thing that gets into the type of meat.
So all chicken had like, it's a bacteria.
So I was wrong. He was right.
Yeah, it's...
Well.
All chicken has I'm pretty sure it all has salmonella.
Yeah.
But salmonella dies at a certain temperature, which is why people get so funny about cooking chicken. Because if you don't heat it up enough and it's got salmonella, you get...
No, you should have run this tour, mate.
You get the runs.
Well, anyway, well,
but I still wouldn't have fucking eaten raw. I don't care how much they bred out the salmonella. I still wouldn't have eaten it.
Got away with it.
Yeah.
But it was one of those ones, because it was interesting. We went on a food tour and there was a couple of vegans. But it was funny. So it's two people on
there. There's always one.
It's two people on their honeymoon. And then for some reason their sister was there.
Weird.
I'm like, all right.
My mother's my sister. They're probably from like Tasmania.
I think they've seen one too many fucking Game of Thrones TV shows. Yeah. But anyway.
Same joke, different.
But I think they explained it because obviously it was the first thing I asked. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Ooh,
I think the sister lived in Japan and they were on their honeymoon, so they're just like, we'll catch up. But straight off the bat, I'm like, fucking vegans, man. But here, how to make friends and alienate people. So like straight off the bat, because it's obviously a food tour in Japan. And they don't really know what a vegan is. So straight off the bat, like, the sister's like, well, I'm not really vegan. She's like, I'm pescatarian. That's best. And she goes, and I eat meat. So effectively, she was a normal person.
Yeah.
And she was trying to be polite to her new sister-in-law. So I'm like, okay, cool. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then straight away, the two vegans like, oh, we're pescatarian just for the Japan trip.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm like, yeah, whatever. What other option do you have? Like, you mean a lot of edamame.
Yeah, edamame. Edamame!
But then, so I was a little bit more conscious.
Sashimi.
You know, there's two types of people around vegans. There's some people.
There's always one.
Almost turned into a little bit of pussies. Start to suck up a little bit. Like, oh yeah, I thought about it once. I like dogs. I kind of fit into that category.
It's like that billboard, like, with all the, like, the lineup of animals.
Yeah.
And it's like, food or pet, like, where you draw the line and like... someone's drawn a line between, like, dog and cat.
Yeah.
It's like,
here. Here, oh, here I draw the line. And the other type of person starts trying to show hunting photos.
Assholes. dear.
But yeah, so I was a bit conscious about it. And he's talking about this chicken. And I'm like, so who's going to try sashimi chicken? I'm like, yep. And I think he thought he was going to have to do a bit of a hard sell. So he kept selling. And I'm like, mate.
I've said yes.
Give me the chicken before I change my mind. And then as more he started talking about it, I didn't care about getting sick. I felt bad for the chicken. Because he's like, oh, there's special chickens that are bred and they've got blue feet.
What?
And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. I was a couple beers in. And I'm like, the only reason I could think that you have blue feet
is if you're cold.
Or your feet don't, like, you're not ever allowed to walk and there isn't any blood flow. I'm just like, this doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
So I blocked it out.
I started and finished watching this mini series of documentaries on Netflix yesterday or the day before, somewhere, I forget. All about food. It's called Rotten. All American based, but it's all about, like, there's one on honey, one on fish, one on chicken, one on milk, all about how factory farming's fucked with stuff, and now, like, the milk industry in America, there's a massive amount of people going back to raw milk, like unpasteurized milk.
That's what I think, Matt.
Yeah, and then, like, there's been cases of some kids getting sick and getting something wrong with their liver or some
shit. Well, I think the when they pasteurize, they boil it. Yeah. It boils all the nutrients out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're saying...
But it lasts longer.
Yeah, and it also gets rid of any pathogens or, like, contaminants because it's boiled out as well.
Yeah.
So
making us weak, though.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's the theory with some, you know, I don't have allergies, so I can't really talk, but I think that part of the reason that people that are getting such more deadly allergies...
is because everything's so processed, our bodies aren't building up our immune system.
And there's, like, theories, you know, like peanut allergies, is like being exposed...
There's one on peanuts
as well. Yeah, at a young age, like a little bit by little bit. There's some people that will die, though. Like, there's some people that are just so allergic, they're dead.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of other people that end up turning that way, that according to this... podcast I listen to. According to this very convincing man with no qualifications that I vaguely remember from a while ago, this is 100% fact. This is
JRE?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's where I get most of my information
from. Well, I've also... A comedian. I've also recently decided that I'm taking podcasts seriously now.
Oh, thank God.
And that's why I think we have to talk about things that are interesting. Because... Talking about waffle isn't interesting.
Yeah, I think it is.
Nah, it's not.
I think, well, what I want to do with the podcast is I wanted to have it like, the same as the articles, is that I trust my friends more than I trust experts, you know, inverted quotas sometimes, like boring people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I strongly value someone I respect's honest opinion. Especially if I can fact, like, you. I know what your downfalls are.
Yeah.
I know what your positives are. So when, because I know you, you'll tell me something and I can do a filter in my head and I'm like, well, that's probably wrong.
That doesn't matter.
That's what I said. So I'd like the podcast to be a bit like that. It's like, we're just a friendly voice giving you my opinion and you get to know me and you know when I'm talking shit and you know when I'm probably onto something.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So like, I'd like to, but you're right. I would like to make them like, I'd like to interview few people
and actually talk about things like actual interesting stuff.
Yeah, like we probably should ask Luke a few more specific questions like that. Like that's what I want to do in the future.
Yeah, like about actually training or like his diet or like specific.
You're an expert. Let's talk about Christmas jocks.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so my story though.
Yeah.
So we're in Shibuya. So basically, we're trying to hunt down somewhere to go drinking for New Year's, because I'm in Japan for New Year's, and I want to...
Did you see Vin Diesel while you were there?
I saw Jamie Foxx.
Who's that? Is he black?
He's Django. He's a gold digger.
Oh, yeah, I know. Two X's.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think his real name.
I don't know.
It's like it's a stage name.
Maybe.
But anyway, so...
Like fantasy.
We're in this place which we got, like, the tour guide man was like, he wouldn't give us, he wasn't giving us much. No. He's like, oh, no, nothing will be open on New Year's, so your best bet's probably just go to some 7-Elevens and get some beers and just, like, wander around the streets. And I'm like, oh, yeah, man, he lives here. Awesome, that's what he's talking
awesome
about.
Awesome tour guide.
And then we ask some other people, like, oh, you know, go to Shibuya. Like, that's where all the people go. That's the, they realize that there's young people and there's Westerners and or there's foreigners here that want to celebrate New Year's. So everyone does it in there. So anyway... But it seemed like a relatively new thing.
Yeah.
So we're going there, and yeah, it's like a miniature Times Square type situation. It's just like people everywhere, and there's a stage, and they're dancing around, singing and carrying on.
Yeah.
I can't understand what they're saying. and we went for, we got a good spot, and I did a run to the 7-Eleven just to get like drinks for everyone. And I went for a walk, and I met some weird dude. But anyway, that's a different story.
I digress.
Yeah. You know, there's people you talk to and they're like, they ask you Facebook and stuff. I'm like, I don't know how, but I feel like you're trying to like...
Sell me something.
Yeah. I feel like you're trying to like wear my skin. That vibe. Yeah. But anyway, I told him to follow Danny Clarinet, so I hope you're listening, buddy. And I feel bad, man. It's probably just a nice dude, one of the friends that he is. So, but I'm walking back, and like, there's a like, where all the people are, there's like a bit of a walkway. And there was all these, it's all, roped off. Mm. But like, hey, you put a rope in front of me and see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was roped off.
that could go so many different ways. Hey. Like Michael Hutchins.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
So, anyway, I'm walking through this. It's like, it's a bit of a choke point.
Choky way.
And it was probably about 10:30, quarter to 11 by that page. And I'm walking through, like, there's so many people pushing. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking through, and I've got, you never been in a situation where things go a bit violent? Think, like, you can feel the energy.
Yeah, it happened to me last night.
Yeah. So, I'll tell my story, and you tell yours. So, as I was getting through, it was just like, there was just for like maybe a couple seconds where I couldn't, like, I'm a pretty big boy, especially in Japan.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go against the flow. Like, people were pushing, and like, you took a little step.
Yeah.
And I got through it, and went back to where we were, and I'm like, oh, that was a bit, that's a bit sus. I'm like, I was on edge. I don't know. I've seen a few military shows. So I like to use their lingo, and I have no idea what I'm talking about. No, okay. But I was just a little bit like, some, you know, hackles have arisen. And like, going on about like that. And then as it's getting closer to midnight, there's like more and more people. And like, the walkway that they had sectioned off, because there was a truck, a couple of trucks, and like a TV tower here. And
sounds like a movie. It sounds like a Bond setup.
Well, that was what they were filming for the TV.
Okay.
And then there was a proper like metal, like barrier that you're not getting over. And then there was probably, I don't know, 4 meters between that and the rope.
Mm-hmm.
And then because that choke point just getting more and more filled up, the police or the attendants, whatever they were doing, were just kind of like moving it back and making it a bit bigger. And I'm like, eventually, like, there's obviously, that's for a reason, because you don't want there to be nowhere to go, because you're hard up against a fence otherwise. And I just kept moving it and moving it, and it was getting closer to midnight, and we're like, because we were right on the rope line.
Yeah.
And then just before midnight, like, I could touch the fence, whereas before that, I was like 4 meters away from it. So I'm like, this is a bit weird. And like, people were kind of, the same choke point, I hadn't gone in there anymore, so I need to wet my whistle. The choke point, I hadn't gone in there again, but you could just see it, like it was building and building and negative energy. And then I think someone got pushed over, or something happened. Anyway, I spoke to this dude next to me, and like, cause he was like a little bit on edge as well, you know, when you're in those situations. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, I was in China when there was the, like, stand, or something happened. He goes, and someone died. And he goes, it was this kind of energy.
Yeah.
When I was there.
Terroristy.
Well, I did say something like that. If something went wrong, we were screwed. Like, if there was a fire or something went wrong, like, everyone's gonna get stampede. But it was like, even without that. And he's like, yeah, we should get out of here. And like, I was ready to leave, but it was also like 5 minutes to midnight. And like, I think we should get out of here. I go, this feels unsafe.
Yeah.
I might be being paranoid, but this feels unsafe. And I think I probably was being paranoid, but everyone, we decided to stay. And then New Year's went off. And then, so everyone wants to try and leave at the same time.
Yeah.
And like, it just went up another notch. So like, people got, like, all of a sudden, it's just like a Mexican wave of just people, but pushing though, trying to get, and we're on the outside, we're getting pushed up the fence. So we've like, I've like jimmied the fence open, and we've like jumped behind the fence. And then I just saw these like two people like smash face first in the fence. And I go down hard, hit the fence. Like, it was, like, proper sketchy.
Oh, no.
And, like, we got in between the two cars. And then I implemented Operation If Shit Goes Down.
Yeah.
And everyone was laughing at me after the fact. But we're all pretty stressed out at the time.
Yeah.
So we've got between the fence. And then I was going, like, pop, 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 pop. And, like, they all look at me. And I'm, like, on top of the TV tower. And they're, like, and I'm, like, I'm trying to, like, pull people up on the top of the TV town, but I've got to get out of here. Like, this is like, I don't like this, we've got to get out of here.
Action, Matt.
And, yeah, obviously, like, call the head to prevail, but like, where, like, barrack, like, where the, what, so we're, like, six people out of all these hundreds of thousand people, we're barricaded between two cars, so we should probably stay here. We're in a good spot.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get him up on top of the TV tower with me.
I'm waiting for a fucking evac. Like, I'm waiting for a chopper to come in and give us a skyhook.
But yeah, and they'll laugh, like, again, they're laughing at me afterwards because they're like, oh, we got behind the fence. Like, we got everyone behind the fence, and there he goes. We turned our back for 2 seconds, and you were like, in the air. Cause I jumped on a fence, jumped off the fence on top of the truck, and then bounced off the truck to get on top of this TV tower. I'm standing next to this dude that's like 8 foot off the air with a TV camera. And we're really like, sorry, buddy. I love my wife and family more than you. Into the mix.
See ya.
And then all I hear is this, sir, get down. I was like, ignore that, dude. I'm like, nah, man, this is life or death.
No, I'm safe here.
I think I was exaggerating. I think I might have, like, it was, but there was like some sketchy moments. Like, it was at a 9, and if it had gone to a 10, like, I'm sure people got hurt. I was convinced someone had got seriously hurt.
Yeah.
But apparently, I don't know how effective the news is in Japan, but apparently nothing went bad. And we just hung out there for like 10 minutes or so.
It
dissipated a little bit, and then we, like, led everyone out, but yeah. it was still really packed. Like, still pushing and stuff. Yeah. It just wasn't that, like, dangerous level.
Yeah. I can't remember where I was recently, where I was in a crowd. I must have been at a music festival of some description, and that was like, yeah, I don't like that feeling. I don't like having lots of people around me, and I don't like being pushed, basically. And it was one of those, like, people were encroaching on my personal space. Yeah. And I did not appreciate it.
I don't like lack of control. That's right. I didn't like, there's nothing, if something goes wrong, there's nothing I can do about this. For ninja my way up on top of this TV stand.
Yeah, that's, I guess maybe everybody feels it, but that's certainly like for the last few weeks, the biggest, like, anxiety I've had, I guess, or the most struggle I've had is caused by nothing other than lack of control.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's been wrong. I just, yeah, like, you haven't been, like, my support network is all not here. Like, it's been an interesting few weeks. But I've been fucking flat out as well. So, Jammu's...
Tell us loudly about Jammu.
Jammu's taking off. Jammu's really exciting.
Me too. I'm happy about that, man, because that's...
I'm going to go to the markets again. The girl, like, those girls, Carly and Laura at the Jammu shop are worth their fucking weight in gold. They've, like, let me come down and do free tastings. Like, obviously, they picked the product up off the bat. They were just like, yeah, okay, we'll take it. Like, we'll see how it goes. And obviously, like, they've started reposting our posts. I can see that you've reposted some of their stuff as well, which is awesome.
We're in a friendship cycle.
Yeah. Oh, like, I'll introduce you. Like, you've met them, but yeah, come in. Like, they're just...
I'm not allowed to talk to other women. I'm married.
No, they're both married. Well, I think they're married, aren't they? But...
I'm very handsome, James. I'm not talking about women. It's not anyone's fault. It's
science,
biology. So I just talk to men now.
That's dangerous.
It's not a sexist thing. I think women are very capable.
I'm just protecting my loins.
They'd have to be precious seed.
They'd have to be lucky charms. CrossFit's going to be the next one. So CrossFit.
Oh, we're cult leaders, man.
If you're a CrossFitter and you haven't had Jammu yet, get ready, because it's coming.
We're coming
for you.
Coming big.
But yeah, what? And the best thing, I think I told
you. 2018 is going to be a big old come from DCE.
Brilliant. The, some of the guys I've been talking to are friends with the CrossFit Wanderlust, however you say it, in Bali.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was looking, like, a couple of them have got posts of them getting Jammu in Bali and being like, oh, you know, a few extra days in Bali means a chance to have a bit more Jammu. So, like, it's a product that they're going to be used to as well, which is, like,
I was giddy. You know what yesterday. I really, really like?
What?
Is Luke, who trains there.
Yeah.
We were, like, if he were just to walk into a store and see us stocked somewhere in Bali.
Yeah, that'd
with
be
no information. And he's like, what?
Come on.
These two idiots actually did something.
I did actually message him the other day and thank him for introducing us to Jammu. Because, yeah, it was his influence that brought it about. And yeah, I've stopped taking fish oil tablets and stopped taking hay fever medication. And I haven't died, so.
I don't want to get ahead of yourself, but it does kind of be the whole, like, do what you find interesting. Like, do what you want. Yeah. Like, a lot of the stuff we do, and we've said this before, it's very difficult to explain exactly what the hell we're doing. Because I'm like, well, I was trying to explain it while I was away. I was talking to one of these friends. And I'm like, well, I wrote down what my ideal environment would be to do every day.
Yeah.
And I didn't factor in, like, money or income or anything. I just thought, what we want to do. And we had, like, I think it was, like, give something back to society.
Yeah.
Be something related to health and fitness and have fun.
Yeah. So that's what we did.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, my ideal environment is the DC Performance Center.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, we stick around with the podcast, which is fun. Like, I just like doing this. If you don't listen to the podcast, you're a fucking idiot. If you do listen to the podcast,
you're a fucking idiot.
You're a champion. You should give yourself a big old pat on the back.
And a beer. Have a beer.
No, don't have a beer. Buy Jamu. Using the discount code. I haven't done one yet.
Super sexy summer.
Oh yeah, that's it somehow. Super if you can figure out how to spell it, good luck to you. Have it. Have the discount.
Oh shit.
But yeah, no, it's like, so I generally like Jamu.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and I've got a few of my other things I'd like to get into, but I'm also a bit iffy because some of them are a bit, like, they're in the same vein.
Yeah.
But I'm not really that passionate. The one in particular that seems to be the next big thing I'm not really that passionate about, so I'm probably not going to worry about.
What?
Matcha.
Matcha powder?
Yeah, it's like, it's everywhere in Asia. There was like, apparently it's like baby green tea. So it's like super bright green. They put it in everything, but there was like coffee shops that did matcha lattes.
Yeah, right.
And they had, like, lines out the door. And they had other places that had matcha ice cream. For me, it feels like the next big thing.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't try it. I don't like the look of it.
Oh, well.
So, I was going to get you to try it. If you like it, you can do something.
Might be worth it.
If you don't like it, we both don't like it, and you can match it up your asshole.
I wonder if we could make kombucha with it.
Matcha kombucha?
Matcha kombucha.
Oh, shit, mate.
I'm an idea.
Get some turmeric in there, man. We're hitting all the bases.
Yeah, mate. I'm in ideas there now. Yeah. I'm a mogul.
We've got to focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah, like, that's all I want to focus on at the moment. If anyone listening to this who works in marketing or advertising, feel free, and you feel like doing free work for us, reach out.
We will give you
nothing.
Hmm.
Oh, we'll give you some Jamu and
that costs us money.
Eternal thanks.
We'll give you a taste of Jamu, and then after that you will pay for it like everyone else, because we're not a fucking charity for you, mate. Well, we are a bit of a charity.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah, we are a charity.
For profit charity.
Yeah. That's the way of the future, man. I watched a YouTube video. Remember TED Talk? Remember TED Talks? Yeah. Then?
I don't know.
They're all dickheads now.
Yeah.
They run out of smart people. And from what I hear, like, they're a bit, like all things, they went a bit mad with power. So I heard, again, on the podcast, but that's where I get all my information from. I heard some people that had done TED Talks talking about it, and quite demanding, the old TED people, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, like, so you do the TED Talk, obviously go to their conferences, and you know that type of culty conference type thing that me and you hate, love to hate type situation, like, me and you, I'm not a rule follower, I realize that on this trip, you're not a rule follower, I don't like, It just irks me.
Yeah.
But, so like things like you go to the conference and they have like enforced socialization. So you weren't allowed to have your own private room. They were buying like 2-bedroom apartments and you'd be partnered up with another TED Talk person for networking. And then you have like compulsory, so you might be doing the TED Talk on one day. You have to stay there for 3 days and attend this workshop and this and that. They don't pay you. So it's like, how about you pipe down? I'm a fucking neuroscientist. If I'm going to give you 15 minutes for a chat, you take the damn chat and you fuck off. Buy me a goddamn room. I'm the king. I did science of neuro.
King in the castle.
But yeah, that is all hearsay. But Ted also, fuck you.
Who is Ted?
It's a little bear.
Oh, the thunder song.
Yeah. I watched that while I was away.
Fuck you, thunder. You can suck my dick or kiss my ass.
Second one wasn't that good.
No, I've never watched the second one. Same with Anchorman. I've never watched Anchorman 2. I can probably quote Anchorman 1 from start to finish. Never watched Anchorman 2. Just didn't want to ruin the memory.
Apart from Terminator 2.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's a nerd. I hate it. I come up again. I hate Harry Potter.
I hate you.
There's no...
Harry Potter hates you.
There's no, no heroes.
Harry Potter.
There's no hero in Harry Potter.
Voldemort?
Yeah, exactly. He's the only...
Dumbledore?
He's not a hero.
Come on.
He's a creepy old man.
He's the greatest wizard of his time.
He sent a weird kid to fight his battles for him. The only saving grace of that movie is that Daniel Radcliffe got quite cute afterwards. like a 20, 25-year-old Radcliffe.
And Emma Watkins or whatever. No, Emma Harkins.
No, I think she's the Angelina Jolie effect, Emma, in my opinion.
What's her name? Emma
Watson.
Watson.
Yeah, she's got the Angelina Jolie effect.
Everyone else is ugly, so she's...
No, she's hot because everyone tells you she's hot.
Ah.
I remember, like, Angelina Jolie's obviously not an ugly woman. She's potentially even slightly above me on the scale. Ever so slightly. If we're being biased.
Yeah.
But she's just one of the, like, I don't
in
think,
opposite world.
It's just like all of a sudden, it's like Angelina Jolie was the hottest woman in the world. And it's like, why? Why all of a sudden?
What about Jessica Biel? She's married to Justin Timberlake.
She's got the herpes.
Does she?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
YouTube video, top 10 celebrities with the herpes.
Fuck, you know some weird shit.
Well, it might not be true.
True.
But apparently, the old... It's the dirty side of Hollywood.
Ah.
A lot of them have STDs, which makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, like, young 20-year-olds, good-looking, hanging around with another bunch of good-looking 20-year-olds. Even if, like, it's just the dudes dicking around. You know, can you imagine how many... I always said guys, but you can imagine how many people Justin Timberlake slept with in his life?
Yeah.
You can imagine for a second. Think of the best guy you know, and then make any woman he wants available to him at any time, and he's going to be a bad guy.
Well, maybe.
So in best case scenario, old Justin is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's still in the thousands, I reckon.
Yeah,
probably. Worst case scenario, he might be double figures. I feel like when he straightened his hair, things really took off.
And when he stopped looking like a packet of ramen noodles.
Yeah. It's funny, like some people, I don't know if it's luck or some people just have vision. Because if I saw NSYNC, he might not have been in the one that I picked.
No, exactly.
But they're all not. If I saw NSYNC, I would have gone over and bloody knocked on Five's door. Like, I'd take any one of you guys to be popular over any one of these guys. It's a bunch of uggos.
So the Backstreet Boys. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's Hollywood. It's the industry. It's a horrible industry, apparently.
I should find this movie. I watched it when I was a kid, and I think you would really, really like it, and I don't think many other people would. I think it was called Together, with a two.
Okay.
And I can't remember...
I don't like words that put numbers in them.
Well, I don't know. I haven't even been able to find it. Maybe I dreamt it. But...
And I'm going to watch this movie that I might have imagined.
And it's another movie. Like, it would have been like 15 years since I watched it. So maybe I'm remembering it different than it was.
Yeah.
But essentially, they were building a boy band.
Okay.
But it was a comedy.
Of course it was.
So they had the different boy band tropes.
Yeah.
And they were, it's just the most amazing movie.
Okay.
Let's watch it.
Okay.
Well, yeah. You know what? Let's watch it and report on it in a future podcast. Okay. We'll do a podcast about, together, the greatest movie ever made. And if it's not a real movie, we'll make it.
Oh,
I feel like it's like a Nickelodeon movie or something.
It's like a cartoon.
It's not good.
Oh, dear.
So do you want me to keep going through the list?
Yeah, what else you got?
I hate tours. Tours are for chumps.
Okay.
So here's my thing. Never, ever go on a full day tour.
Why?
Because a full day tour is just a half day tour that they've tacked some bullshit that no one wants to do on the end of.
Probably not correct. But
every full day tour I've been on, there's like an activity, which is what they get you in the door with.
Yeah.
Which could probably be done in half a day.
Okay.
But then it's a full day tour, so you can't do that. So then you go have some lunch somewhere. And it's always some kind of dicking around at a souvenir shop. They just like drop you, because they've just got time to kill. They just drop you off at other shit so you feel like you get your money's worth. But you don't get your money's worth. You spend the other half of the day doing shit you don't want to do.
Well, that's like, you didn't come do the quad biking with me in Bali, did you?
Incorrect. I mean, correct.
Incorrect. No, correct. Yeah, that could have been less long. Did you? Oh no, it was the, you know, because I remembered going to a souvenir shop with people. I'm like, who were those people? But it was just other randoms that were in the bus with me, basically, were in the car. All right, full day tours. Okay.
Yeah.
What
so full day's tours, they're for chumps.
Chumps. All right.
Especially the last one. I think what put me over the edge is I got on this. You know what I'm like? I'm not a rule follower.
You have mentioned that, yeah.
I may have mentioned it in the past, if you know me. And because.
I mentioned it like 10 minutes ago.
You can't complain, when you do absolutely no planning or work. And you're not, like, you know, like, when other people just do all the work for you.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't really complain, but I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
No, I can't complain. But I'm going to. No, well, I felt like other people have planned this whole holiday and have organized it all. So I'm not going to be like, no, I want to do this and I don't want to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm just like, well, I'll just do what everyone else wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
Which normally, a rare moment of reasonableness for me. My throat's gone raspy. We just got a few more mums out there listening.
Yeah.
Ooh, smooth set. He's gone husky. Husky. He might start a blues band.
Ooh.
But so, I just went with I just did what everyone else wanted to do because I think that was the right thing to do.
Yep.
Cause yeah, it was like, we'll do nothing because I don't feel like it, or you guys want to do something and we'll do that. Like, yeah. That's it. Yeah. Rare moment of,
maturity.
Reasonableness. Yeah. But then I complained the whole day, so. But yeah, so, but it was like.
You're a pain in the ass.
It was quite full on. So you know what I mean? Like my ideal holiday, even a holiday where I'm doing things, is I need at least 1 in 3 days to do nothing. To like recharge. Like I feel my base level never gets back down and then I just get more and more agitated as the days go on. So yeah, by the last tour, probably like 10 full on days. So I'd had, you know, a 7-hour flight to Singapore and then going out to the casino. And then I had a 7-hour flight to Japan to do some stuff. And then I had an all day tour and then we'd skied for 3 days and I'd done this. And like it was, they're all full on days. Like I think I had one day which I did nothing, where everyone else went shopping. I'm just like, no, I'm staying in
the
room. I'm staying here. I'm having a couple beers. I'm watching some YouTube videos. That's what I'm going to do in this Japan, hotel room. I need it to recharge. But yeah, so I was probably about 10, 15, somewhere in that vicinity, days deep of like, working, like doing stuff.
Doing
like things. Having a great time.
Yeah.
And we got on this tour and go see the snow monkeys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, like I'll go, I've seen a monkey before.
Mm-hmm. But have you seen a snow monkey?
Well, I feel like as well, I went to Japan, like you saw a snow monkey and they tacked on a temple. It's always a temple, man. You always gotta go see a temple. I said to the tour guide, he goes, what do you think of that temple? I go, man, gotta be honest, I go, once you see one temple, you can't see them all. And he wasn't expecting that. And then he gave me some long story about the ballet and how he went to the ballet and he couldn't understand it because it was in Latin. I'm like, that sounds like the opera, bro.
Yeah. Why are everyone singing?
Are we in Japan? But anyway, long.
Long story short. Long story long.
Tangent. So we got on this anyway. So I'm tired.
Tangent.
I've just been skiing for 3 days as well. So I was like,
brought to you by Tangent Physical
Tangent
Media.
Tangent Physical Media.
Tangent.
By Tangent. Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's my catchphrase. So yeah, I went on this tour and like, you know, again, one of those situations where you're up early, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I was continually just a little bit hungover, a little bit underslept, like always. And I got on this bus and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be mature. I'm going to just get on this bus. So I'm just going to grumble a little bit. I got on this bus and like the entire row in front of me are just like sick, deadly sick. And like that is one of my favorite thing besides the overtaking lane on escalators.
Yeah.
My favorite thing by far in Asia is that if someone's sick, they wear a face mask so that they don't spread their germs.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to me how few people you saw sick.
Yeah.
The only places that I saw when I was in Tokyo, like no one was sick. And then when I went to the snow, which was all foreigners, then I saw people coughing and sick again. And then I didn't see anyone sick again until I got to Singapore. So like it works. It's amazing. I don't know why more people, like, I would love it if it was something that Australia adopted.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's such a, like, it's just, when you think about it, it's just such a respectful thing for your fellow man. Yeah. It's like, you're sick and you can be like, fuck everyone else. Or you can like, just ever so slightly inconvenience yourself by putting this very comfortable mask on.
Yeah.
And you don't spread your germs and it's better for society.
Yeah.
But that is Japan in itself. It's a little bit more, not everyone's out for themselves. It was more cohesive.
Yeah.
Like ants. They're all working towards a goal. I think Japan's communism.
Well,
It's got some communist undertone.
I think that's China.
It's all the same.
Mm. But anyway.
Japanese, Vietnamese, look at these.
This whole family, like, and you feel a bit sorry. So it was like, mum, dad, grandma, grandpa, and like two little kids.
Yeah.
But like, really sick. And I was like fluctuating between, oh, you know, that must suck. You know, they've got young kids and they're really sick. And then also, why are you taking your kid out? Like when it's super sick. Yeah. So like, the kid was throwing up immediately. Oh. Like coughing so much, like throwing up. Within like 30 seconds spewing.
Oh.
And it was like that. So it was the whole, I was stuck, they had the seat in front of me. So the whole row, I was on the last row of this bus. I was just stuck there for like 8 hours with them just super sick. So I, went and bought face masks at the first service station I saw. And I just sat there. But I felt rude. I'm like, it was a weird situation. I'm like, I do not want to get sick. I hate getting sick. Mm-hmm. And I always get sick on holidays because you run down, you're in airports and you're around sick people all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to get sick. And I go, I feel rude putting this face mask on because I'm like, when you walk on the bus, you're going to see me with a face mask. You know exactly why I'm wearing a face mask. But also, fuck you, I don't want to get sick. So I directed that at the dad because that made me feel better. I felt okay saying fuck you to the dad. I didn't want to get sick from him. I didn't want the young child to feel bad. So like I waited till the kids were in the seat all ready to go. And then when they weren't looking, I put the face mask on because I don't want the kid to feel bad.
Well, I don't think they would. I think you've overthought that situation hugely. Yeah,
potentially.
They're wearing face masks.
No, they weren't. These were Westerners.
Oh, they weren't. Oh, fuck those guys then. Yeah. Fuck them. Put the mask on and be like, hey, go buy some masks, you sick fucks.
How about you get some culture?
Yeah.
As I drank my beer in a bus.
Yeah, get some Jammu in you.
Buy Jammu. Yeah, so that was super sick.
Do you Jammu?
Got lots of stories, man.
My slogan.
I went skiing.
Yeah.
Skiing.
Skiing's fun. I haven't been for a long time.
It's not one of those things. It's like I don't hate it. I just don't love it. Yeah. But it's a fun activity to do.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've got a lot of mates that go like live in the snow and work in the snow. It's like, yeah, nah, thanks.
Dee loves it, so we'll probably go again.
Yeah.
She's done. Like she's obviously snowboarded lots of times. But she was a gun at it. But it's one of those things as well. I don't like not being the best at things. You know that about me. So it's one of those things immediately, like you do it and I'm like, oh, I go, for me to get to the level that I would want to be, I would have to do as much skiing as I do jiu-jitsu. I wouldn't do this like 4 times a week for the next 10 years for me to just be happy. Yeah.
I'm
just not going to do it. Yeah. My addictive personality is not going to take over. Yeah. Fuck skiing.
Were you snowboarding or skiing?
Nah, skiing.
Skiing. Skiing's fun.
Yeah.
I went wakeboarding in Cairns. I've never wakeboarded before.
No, me neither. I've kneeboarded
and I was all right at that, but that's not that difficult. I tried to wakeboard a couple times and it didn't work for me, like behind a boat years ago.
Need a bigger boat, bro.
Yeah. But yeah,
We're gonna
need a bigger boat. I think it was my third attempt and I actually like got up and did a full lap.
Oh, awesome.
When we got there, how's this, right? So Todd and I, talking about you being mature on your tour.
Mature.
Todd, the whole time before we went, he was like, I don't want to plan anything, planning, like it gets too hard. And
but
like,
just right, remember, right. I'm vegan.
No, he's not anymore. He's turned back veggie.
Oh, well, that's good.
Because he keeps eating cheese pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
What?
I just think vegetarians, a healthier lifestyle than vegan.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I think it's very, very hard for someone without very strong discipline to get their nutrient requirements on a strict vegan diet. I said it.
I said it. But he was doing, like, before we went, he's like, I don't want to plan anything, like, rah, rah, rah. And I said, like, okay, well, I'll work out what we're doing. Then we get there, and he's like, oh, so, like, what are we doing? I'm like, I don't know, what do you want? Like, we can go book a tour or do whatever. He's like, oh, shouldn't we have planned this earlier? I'm like, you're the one that said not to plan anything. But anyway, we hired bikes.
There's always one.
We hired push bikes, and, because we went and did the Sky Rail to Karanda, which is, like, this massive ski lift, basically, with these things that takes you up to the very top of this mountain, and there's like a town up the top, and there it's like all hippies and aboriginals playing didgeridoos in the street and stuff.
Go on.
But yeah, the wake park was next door to there, so on, I don't know, one of the days, he was getting
Wednesday,
he kept getting sunburned,
So he was real funny about it. Like, whenever we walked anywhere, he would run from shade to shade. So I'd just walk around because my skin isn't a bitch. And if there was like a sunny, like a section of sun, he would run till he was in shade again and wait for us to catch up. But we hired these
guys. I don't know if that's fucking genius or stupid.
It was funny.
I honestly don't know.
I just left
him. It's Todd.
That's, I just left him to it.
There's always one.
There is always one. We hired these push bikes, right? So if you can imagine, we're on these bikes with no gears.
Yeah, fixies.
Pretty much. No, not fixies, but yeah, single gear.
And no gears or single gear?
Single gear.
Okay.
Please
keep the fucking facts correct. I listen, mate.
The guy that we were hiring them off of, we were like, oh, we're going to ride to the wake park. And he was like, okay. And we were like, well, it's not that far, is it? He's like, yeah, it's like, we basically had to ride down this highway and it took fucking ages.
Oh, you know West Lakes Boulevard?
It took...
No one there.
It took a solid hour, I reckon, in the sun. We got absolutely cooked. We got to the wake park, and when we got in there, the dude, like, they were the nicest people. They're like, oh, where'd you come from? We're like, town. And they're like, did you ride those here from Cairns? And we're like, yeah. They're like, fucking hell. They gave us 3 bottles of water. He's like, these are on the house. Like, you probably need these.
So how far was it?
14K maybe. It wasn't that far, but it was like 32 degrees and about a million percent humidity.
It's not like Iron Man level, but it's certainly a harder workout than average people would do.
We spoke to was like, you guys are crazy. It's like, well, Todd did ride a bike from Darwin to Adelaide and walk to Melbourne once. And like, I exercise probably 6 days a week.
Yeah,
like,
but people are so freaked out by just the minor.
Yeah.
The smallest little bit of exercise. They're like, what?
What?
You're like, what? Why didn't you go through Macca's drive-thru in your car?
When we got there, they're like, you know, it's $39 for an hour on the thing, which I thought was quite reasonable. And then if you want the special wakeboard that you can do jumps on, it's an extra $20 for the hour.
Yeah.
So I remember when we got there and I'm like, oh, I'll just grab the normal.
Yeah.
Like the normal
wakeboard. I'm not going to get up to that level that quick. Let's just give me the normal one.
Todd's like, oh no, I'll grab the jump. He's like, no, he's like, get the proper one. I'm like, why?
But Todd used to skateboard, like, well, properly.
So did I, but that was, his mentality was like, yeah, no, I'll be fine. So, cut forward half an hour, Todd and I are both just face planted about 4 times on our first couple of attempts. We finally got up, and I got up, like, did my first, like, half lap, and then ate shit on the first corner and had to swim, like, walk back. Todd, the whole time, bless him, he did end up doing one whole lap, but that was it. And I said to him, I'm like, how'd you go with those jumps? And he's like, oh, it was harder than I thought it was going to be. I'm like, yeah, that's why I didn't get the fancy one. I don't know why I was telling that story.
Stay in your lane. No, you were.
Pretty much, yeah. Stay in your lane.
Keep working through this Japan list.
Japan was still going.
Yeah, almost done, man. It was 2 weeks, man. I was in Japan. I want to give the people what they need to know about Japan.
Okay.
What I did miss out on, though, is, like, there's all the, like, the creepy red light district stuff. I only got a little taste of that last night because when I was in Tokyo, it was over New Year's, and it was dead. It was ghost town. It was crazy. And we went back one night after we'd gone to the snow and everything, just for one night to go to this robot restaurant.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Not really robots. Those people that dressed like robots. They had some mechanical stuff, but a lot of people just dressed like robots. But yeah, and then it was down that area, and there's all the Jamaican dudes, like, trying to pull you into strip joints. And we left the robot restaurant, and this, like, Jamaican dude's like, hey, man, like, do you want to see some titties? And I'm like, wife's behind me. Like, she was a couple of steps. I'm like, wife's just behind me, and you are severely limiting my chances of seeing some titties by saying this. I'm like, what do you mean? You are making my life difficult, sir. So I will say good day.
I bid you adieu.
I gave him the old knuckles.
Yeah.
And I was on my way. And then he tried to track me down again. And I'm like, no, man, I don't.
You don't get it.
Yeah. I'm in Japan for one. So figure that out on your own. But yeah, another weird, yeah. And I went to a guns and beer cafe. It was like you shot BB guns and drank beer. It looked heaps better on the poster.
Such a good sentence.
But the 7-Elevens are weird. Good and weird. Ramen man, ramen man. I like ramen now. But problem is, I was chasing the dragon. Went to this place that was recommended. It was called Ikarin. It's like a franchise.
Is there a dragon?
Nah. It's not China, man.
Go on.
So I went to Ikarin. And he was like, the first time we tried to go, it was like 90 minute wait. I'm like, I'm not waiting 90 minutes for some noodles, man.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
I went past the next day, it's about 20 minute wait. I'm like, okay, we'll wait. And you go in there, you put some money in a vending machine.
Yeah.
To make your order. And then they give you a piece of paper. And you fill out like how spicy you want it, or how you want your noodles, etc. You give it all to them. And you go into a room, and you've got individual booths. And it's covered off so you can't see the face of the server.
Yeah, right.
It's like a little hole that people, and they give you your food and then they close it down again, you're getting privacy. I thought it was like a class thing. I thought it was like a bit of a, you know, the help will not look at me in the eye when they serve me the food.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's for women over there because they're very self-conscious about people seeing them eat.
Yeah, right.
So it's like a, you can eat in privacy type thing. Anyways, it was amazing. Ramen, it was awesome. And then I tried to get ramen at four or five other places and I realized that like, ramen's like a genre. And I don't read Japanese. So I had no way of ordering the same thing ever again. It was such a hit and miss. And I was so, I was getting so pissed off by the end. Because I just wanted that experience again.
What is ramen? It's just like noodles.
Chicken noodles with an egg in it. Some pork.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm really craving? That pork from Bali.
Yeah. Roast pork. That was good. Mm. That was good pork.
Pork.
And what's that? Is it Sancho Bao? What's
Sancho Bao.
No, Sancho Bao's the
Mexican. That's, yeah, like
pork. I thought Sancho Bao was like pork and lettuce leaf.
Yeah.
Now what's the
kind of like a burrito?
What's the chili sauce? Cebol?
Sriracha.
That's only cebol.
Okay.
Yeah. Continue. Japan.
Cool story.
Japan. More you need to know about Japan because people are getting sick of it. Onsen, man.
Onsen.
Yeah.
Is that a place or a thing?
It's a outdoor heated Japanese bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember you saying.
It's actually pronounced onsen.
Onsen.
But I said onsen.
So it's kind of like a spa bar.
Yeah, exactly like that.
But like the one you've got in your background.
Full hog up. Full hog out.
Hogoso.
It's not quite the same. So, yeah, start of all, it's pronounced onsen, and I pronounced it onsen the first time,
mm-hmm.
and then Dee corrected me. And then I thought it was a funny joke to mispronounce it every possible opportunity, of which she would then have to correct me, and with growing senses of frustration.
Yeah. Disdain, I believe is the word.
Yeah. So anyway, it went there. So you're supposed to be nude. And the idea behind it, it's supposed to be outside.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to do it, but also tattoos, no-no in Japan.
They don't like tattoos.
No, like, it's, like, really frowned upon, because only people in Japan have tattoos.
The Yakuza.
Yakuza.
Like Yakuza!
It's like the equivalent of wearing bikey colours.
Yeah.
Into a pub. So, like, there's lots of places that say, no visible tattoos and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
But the onsen as well, like, I asked some people about it, because I wanted to do it, and they're like, there's a few that are Westerner-friendly, or, like, foreigner-friendly. And because they're getting the Winter Olympics soon, there's, like, a big push to, like, relax those rules, because... Lots of people have tattoos.
Yeah.
Lots of people have tattoos, and also the same type of people that have tattoos tend to be the type of people that don't mind getting their dick out in front of people and trying to, I don't know, there's some kind of correlation. Exhibitionist.
Yeah. Nudist. Tattoo.
So at the hotel in the snow, which was one of the best hotels I've ever stayed at, it wasn't much to look at. Facility wise was like okay, but the people were just so nice.
Yeah.
And you know how like when you go to a hotel, when they've got your money, that's the end of the transaction.
Yeah.
And there's very few people. Like, there's no reason other than being a good person or providing a good service to keep doing a good job.
Yeah.
So a lot of places you go to, once they've got your money, they treat you like shit. Well, they don't treat you like shit. They don't treat you well. Whereas this place, they drove us, like, everywhere we wanted to go. They gave us a lift and pick us up. And, like, it just went bent over backwards to be very helpful. I don't remember the name of it, so... Maybe that's why people don't do good deeds, because I'm not helping them, because I forgot to rate them on TripAdvisor, and I forgot the name of the place to shout out the podcast. But you know what? I'm going to find the name of that place, and I'm going to post something on our social media, and they're going to get rich. Because they were good peoples.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, so they had this onsen, a private onsen in the hotel.
Yeah.
So it's his and hers.
Yeah.
So the theory is basically what you do is you go in there, you've got your little towel.
Yeah.
In my case, it was a medium to large size towel.
Hand towel.
There was a lot of extra towel. and you go and sit on this like little plastic stool, almost like my squatty potty.
Yeah.
And there's a hose, and like you're supposed to clean yourself sitting on this little stool with the hose.
Yeah.
And like shampoo and conditioner and stuff. And then because it's a communal bath, bath. And I went down there the first night. I'm like, nah. I'm like, no, because no one has to do it with me.
I'm like, Dom wouldn't?
No, I'm like, mate, come let me see your dick. What was it about that life?
Isn't it funny how like I wouldn't hesitate.
Nah.
I'd just be like, hey, we're naked.
Well, like, I even said, like, because it's like it was amazing. Because we'll get into it. Like, it was amazing. Like, I go, just go down by yourself. I go, like, I'll scout it out, make sure it's free, and let you know when it's free.
Yeah.
Because the first time I went down, like, 10 o'clock at night, so I had the whole place myself.
Yeah, nice.
So I just brought my podcast down, brought a couple of beers, and, you know, and first night I didn't even do the wash, so sorry, Oxon. And it's just like, it's not bubbles or anything, it's just like a heated, someone's indoor.
They haven't been for you. I've been to them before. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just like a big old bath of hot water.
Yeah.
But it had, that's the other thing I want to get, the blend. Another thing for the DC Performance Center. So it had magnesium and about 4 or 5 other things.
Mm.
But it had this particular blend. Because I'd been skiing, like obviously my muscles are a bit tired, I went in the onsen and I just went in there for like 10, 20 minutes. I had my beer and unwound just my podcast and chilled out. My muscles, especially the first day, like my muscles were so relaxed. I went straight up to bed. I just felt, it felt like I'd had a massage.
Yeah.
It was like, it was a really good blend. So I want to find out what blend they do. And
there's probably like Epsom salts and magnesium, zinc, some stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
It was that. It was like 4 or 5, the things that I do individually, it was like 4 or 5 of those together, but I want to find out the ratios.
Yeah.
And I'll start doing it for myself. Potentially, you can add it to the Jamu mix.
Mmm.
Like, you know, put it in a brown paper bag type situation. You know, you see
it? Yeah. I can see it. It's there. Dirty Doctor's magical post-workout powder.
Yeah.
Muscle relax. Yeah, no, cool.
Oh, I like the fact that all of our things have long words and are hard to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, marketing. So I did that a couple of times. And then the second night.
Yeah.
I went a bit earlier. And it was, I had it to myself when I walked in.
Okay, that's a good idea. Buying like Epsom salts, because we can buy all of those from naturopath.
Yeah, and do this, like get the proper mix.
And mix them up and be like, here you go, buy a bag of this and just pour it in your bath, have a real fucking hot bath.
Yeah, we've got the ratios right, so you just put as much of this as you want in.
Mm.
Hey, I'm an ideas man. But I'm much more excited about that than matcha, because hey, everyone's already doing matcha, and also like, I don't know, it's not interested, but the Epsom salt, we'll call it Magical Doctor's Magical Onsen. With an O, just to piss everyone off. So the second item in there, this is a story I tried to tell you and went on Facebook and you, got distracted, started telling me a story that I wasn't interested in. But, I went in and, I mean, I'm obviously hog out.
Yeah.
Having my beer, listening to my podcast. The door slides open. And a little head peeking. Hello. And I'm like, oh.
Hello.
And like, I'm not that shy, but also like, I don't want other guys to be looking at my junk. Especially, I'm in the snow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'd rather have this place to myself. But anyway, so little, hello. The head pop in. All right. Old boy comes in. Goes towel. Oh, whatever, man. I'm sitting there. I've got, you know, I'm sitting there having my beer, chilling out. Drops towel. Bus has got bathers on. And I'm like, hold on.
That's not allowed.
Hold on, mate. But then I thought, this is the best. This is the best joke anyone's ever played on me. I'm like, you're not supposed to go in here naked. You're not supposed to do that. Everyone's told me you go in there naked and you don't.
You actually don't?
No, well, that's what I was thinking at the time.
Oh, okay, because that would have been the best joke ever.
Oh, I know. But then, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, you can make this awkward, Matt. Or you can act confident and see how you get away with it. So, I don't think he realised I had my hog out. Because we're having a bit of a chat. Well, you know, some of those situations, like I had my earphones and I was listening to a podcast and they start like having a bit of a banter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'd rather just you stay on your side.
Yeah, just keep, stay in your lane, bro.
Like, I don't want to not talk to you, but I'm like, I was enjoying my podcast and having a bit. I just want to chill out, man. I want to talk to you. But anyway, I'm having a bit of a chat. I feel like halfway through the chat,
he realized.
He did a quick glance, and then I could see he was purposely not. He was making too much eye contact after that.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, he's realized I got my dick out. And then, I remember there's a couple of points I'm like, oh, he's realized. Yeah. And now he's confused.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just like 10 minutes later, I walked out and whatever. And the next day I came back and I saw four or five other people come out and they all had bathers on. And I'm like, oh, I have been shafted. So I went up to the dude at the desk. And I'm like, man, look at that. Don Sen, is that hog out? Or not? And he looked at me.
Yeah, like what's a hog?
I'm like just like flopped my forearm on the table, like I'm like, is it hog out? Or is it not? He goes, oh no, it's definitely hog out.
Oh yeah, it's naked.
No, he was Western, he's like Canadian or something. He's like, yeah, no, it's definitely hog out. And I'm like, oh, because other people have been wearing bathers. He's like, oh, they're not doing it right. You definitely do hog out. So it might be a long con. They might all be in on it.
Anyway, I really
but
hope
I, but are. I went back in there with my hog out again.
Yeah. Well, in Korea, it was all naked. And, it was funny because you're like the white dude. Everyone's like looking at you, but trying not to make it look like they're looking at you.
Is it true?
Is it true?
Like what happened if like a black guy walked in? I'd be like,
yeah, I'd be like,
ah, oh, God damn it. I'm sure that's. Weighs him down.
Yeah.
Sure, there's disadvantages to having that.
There are. Some chicks just don't like it. They can't deal with it.
That's what they told you. I love how you think that's real.
No, it is.
Yeah, that's what they tell you. I like that I like that it's a bit more petite. I'm more of a pug.
I've never been called petite.
Oh, I went to a pug cafe.
Gertie.
Well, that's a pug.
Rotund.
Pug. You went to a pug cafe. There's a cafe full of pugs.
Yeah.
But then it's like, cafe is a strong word. It was a house that had pugs in it. Because they didn't give me any food. And I got like, I'm like, can I have beer? Like, you can have this can of coffee. I'm like, I'd rather a beer.
That's like Todd kept getting shitty in Cairns because there's a place called Pet Cafe and there's no animals in there and they don't serve coffee. Every time we drove past and he's like, fucking Pet Cafe. It's a joke. There's no animals in there and you can't take your animals in there and they don't serve coffee.
I'm with him on that. What? Like, what part of your sign accurately represents what you do?
He went in there one day because he wanted to get a coffee and he wanted to hang around. And they're like, no, sorry, we just sell, it's just a pet store. But they don't have any animals.
I would have caused a scene. Like, what are you thinking? Like, what a terrible name for a pet store. Like, give me one good reason that that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or are you on my team?
I'm on your team.
Team Todd.
Team Todd.
No, I'm with him on that. Normally he says some dumb shit, but I'm with him on that. 100%.
Normally, idiot. This time, not.
Yeah. Well, he's like us. He's like an idiot genius. Yeah. It's every once in a while you're like, oh yeah, no, that's a good point.
An idiot child genius. Alright, what's next on the list?
I think that's my list. I think that's good. Japan. That's all you need to know about Japan.
Everything you didn't need to know about Japan.
Everything you never wanted to. Oh no, I did Mario Kart.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
Well, it wasn't called, it was called Mario Kart. And then there's a big sign about it has no affiliation whatsoever with Mario Kart.
Or Nintendo, yeah.
Or Nintendo. And then the first thing you do is you get in there and you put on a onesie of all the Nintendo characters. But yeah, that was alright. It went a bit long.
I feel like I wouldn't mind going go-karting. Maybe I'll do that for my birthday.
Well, this was, you're on the streets of Tokyo. Like, it's a tour. It's like a tour, but you're like on the road driving a go-kart. You need an international license.
Yeah, right.
And then the first half of the tour, I kept splitting it all up because my go-kart, well, I thought I was just too fat, but my go-kart was super slow. It wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped to take some photos at some landmark. And I'm like, man, like the guy comes up to me, he's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you getting, like, you're breaking up the group? I'm like, I got my foot flat and I'm getting to 30. It won't go any faster.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's just like, meow, pulling away. And I tried to tinker with it. I couldn't fix it. So the guide swapped carts with me.
Oh.
And you know where that goes. Yep. And he's like, be careful.
Because this is fast.
He goes, this is a special one.
Mm.
He goes, because there's all these like disclaimers, like you're not allowed, like you're driving a vehicle on the road, essentially. Like it's got indicators and horns. Like it's I think it's classed as a car.
Yeah, well.
So they're like, you know, so, but the rule, you know, no overtaking, like, you can't, if you're not racing, you're, like, you're doing a tour, which you're on control of the car. But yeah, he's like, no overtaking, no drag racing, no drifting, like, you know, playing around, but like, he's like, this one's quick, like, don't muck around with it.
Yeah.
So first thing I did, ripped up the handbrake as I was going around a corner, and then had a drag race with D. And I won.
Of course you did.
I won. Well, I'm heavier.
That'll teach.
But that one was fast.
Yeah.
Cause that, and then, like, we because we perfect timing.
Yeah.
Like, the group, we weren't going through a light, and it went red. Just when me and D were there. So the rest of the group are gone, and me and D are at the lights. So then I've ripped up the handbrake, and I've put it in neutral. And I'm just, like, foot on the brake, revving the shit out of the engine, waiting for it to go green. Put it in back in a drive, still handbrake up, revving the shit out of the engine. And then you can see on the sidewalk, it's like a countdown for when
you're allowed to walk.
And then just like straight away, it's like, boom, drop the handbrake, rev her up, taking off. And she's still like off the line was getting pretty bad. She was winning off the line.
Yeah.
And then
it was because her acceleration would have been faster because it's less weight.
And then I got the star boost.
Yeah.
Somebody even took me out too. I think Dom got it on the GoPro. So, someone put their indicator on.
Yeah.
So I eased off the brake and I'm like, I'm in a go-kart, you're in a car.
Yeah.
Right away. So I've done that. And then the next person decided to do the same thing without an indicator. It's like, zoom. So then I've had to crunch on the brake even more so I didn't get like sideswiped.
Yeah, wow. That wouldn't have been ideal.
And that's all you need to know about Japan. Okay. If I challenge anyone to tell me something about Japan that I don't know.
I've forgotten more than you'll ever learn.
You don't know what you're talking about. So I would recommend go to Japan. Okay. On my rating, I've got a rating system. Go to Japan, or I would go, or don't go. It's a two-pronged system. Go to Japan. It's good. It's expensive. It's good.
But beer's cheap.
Oh, it's cheap while you're over there. Like, that's the one, that was a saving grace. It's like, while you're over there, food and drink and stuff is cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost, like, Bali, Thailand, cheap.
Yeah, right.
Like, if you go to the wrong place, you would pay, like, Western, like, home prices for a beer. It might cost you $7 for a beer. But you can just go to 7-Eleven and get a $2 one everywhere.
Yeah.
And, like, most food was, like, $10 or something. Like, whilst you're over there, really quite cheap.
I'm hungry. Are you hungry? I haven't eaten
at all today. I haven't slept. Well, sorry, I had my nap. Yeah. So, yeah, because I had my flight. I wish I had said that beforehand. Maybe that's why I'm... Let me know if you like me more or like me less. I'm fucking demanding. I'm like you, mate. Oh. Trying to get people to do shit. No one's ever going to send an email or a podcast. Especially when they don't give out the email. But yeah, I had my overnight flight. I can't sleep on planes.
Yeah, I know. You can't.
And I've been drinking as well. I made many errors. So I've
made a host of poor choices.
I got up early and I started drinking and I had like, I wasn't sober, but I wasn't like drunk. Like I was drunk with family. If that makes sense. Like I wasn't drunk when I'm drinking with you or Anthony or someone that like a drinker.
Yeah.
I could like string a sentence together, but I was like drunk by, I was about as drunk as I would get around my parents.
Yeah.
That level of drunk. Except for those times I don't remember.
Except for Christmas. Yeah. Christmas is the exception to that rule.
So I'd obviously had a few and then like, so I get on this plane at midnight and I'm like, well, I haven't had a beer for an hour.
It's like, better start drinking again.
Well, but then like the turn of the lights, so it's midnight flights, and I was like, there's no way to get any alcohol. And I'm like, I already feel my eyes. I just felt like shit. I can't sleep on a plane.
Yeah.
That was the worst flight I had, because Singapore Airlines was really good on the way
over. Singapore's really good.
They're really good. They don't have air, though.
Air?
You know how like there's the extra air?
They don't
have it on Singapore Airlines planes.
Oh, right. Mum and Dad only fly Singapore.
I really like Singapore Airlines, but it's like they progressively got worse. Like the trip to Singapore on Singapore Airlines, best flight I reckon I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I got on the plane, I was sitting down for half an hour and they brought me two scotches and I had food. I got fed like three times. Like, it was just, the stars aligned. It was a fucking awesome flight.
Yeah.
I got a new Game Boy games, so I was like, I was occupied. You know,
like a child.
I had something that I would have sat down in a chair for 7 hours straight for anyway.
Yeah.
So the fact that I could do that and people were bringing me whiskeys every 5 minutes was ideal. And then from there, because even the food was pretty good. I got prawns and stuff. Yeah. Not bad, mate. Not quite DCE cafe quality, but pretty good. And then it's like every flight after that just got just a little bit worse.
You started on a high.
And our seats got slightly worse. Like, but to the, so on the flight back, we were like the second to last row.
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot to say, like, you might have a disease now.
Uh-oh.
So mid-flight on the way back, I just hear, you just hear, it wasn't like yelling or anything, but like, commotion.
Conundrum.
I could hear the pitch.
Yeah.
The steward, what are you?
Stewardess.
No, but they were men.
Steward.
Is it like actor now where like it means both for some reason?
No, actress.
Yeah, but apparently I think actor means both, but most people just use actress because like, of course, like calm down.
I don't know, but steward.
Or... I feel like there's a big thing like actor means man and woman for some stupid reason.
Cabin staff.
Anyway, like, it's different people coming around. They're like, you know, the head cabin.
Staff.
Man.
Person.
Person. This was a man. Very abrupt, shrill voice, that man. Not what you're thinking. Just like a annoying voice.
Ni hao!
Yeah, okay, yeah, what are you thinking? just very like short, like just like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Promotion. And I've got my headphones out, I'm just hearing words, and I'm hearing words like, quarantine.
Uh-oh.
And like, what medication are you on? How old are you? Like, rah, rah, rah. And I don't want to hear this.
Yeah,
I'm 4 hours away from any port in the air. I don't like them. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm now hungover somehow.
Yeah,
I haven't slept.
I'm dehydrated.
Yeah. And you're chucking words like quarantine around, and I'm like getting stressed out. So yeah, it was a rough flight. And then, so yeah, it was one of those flights. Where I'm like, it was 4 hours to go, and it's like. Bite your own mouth guard and just grind it out. I'm like, I just don't like this. So I'm just like, I was segmenting it into sections. I'm like, well, I'll just do this for an hour. I'll listen to this podcast for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it'll only be 3 hours to go. You know, so like when you're doing, like when you're doing weights, you're like,
yeah.
No, I'm not doing a set of 10. I'm doing 5 sets of 2. Just continuous. Because I was using every little trick in the book to get myself through it. Because then, like, Dee's asleep across my lap, and she's putting pressure across my body on a diagonal. My back's already sore. My neck's jacked up, and I'm just like, I'm like, there's nothing. No control again.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about this situation. It's horrible. I just have to ride it out. It's like, it's just not very pleasant.
Yeah.
And I've just got to have to ride it out for 4 more hours.
Yep.
So Jammu, now all the people that listen to Japan, as you were warned, that's enough out of you. You're done. You're out of here.
Jammu is finito. No, Japan is finito.
No more Japan. We'll never be spoken of again. We'll do a quick chat of our business ventures because we like to keep the people guessing.
Keep them guessing. We're in some shops now, so if you want to go, I would.
I would highly recommend you buy it online. Strongly
recommend. Makes no difference. Makes no difference. I've got to talk to you about that later.
You've done something, haven't you?
No, I haven't done anything. But I would highly recommend if you do live in Adelaide and you go into the central markets at any point, you pop your head into the Jammu shop and have a look. They've got heaps of. They've got kimchi, they've got
kombucha. I want to sing now. Sorry.
They've got
one more thing about Japan. I didn't go to karaoke. I wanted to go to karaoke.
Karaoke!
Didn't happen. So what happened is every time I got a little bit drunk, I would just walk around the streets singing loudly.
me and Michael Hutchins, all the Cairns holiday, were singing. It was great. He's a muso.
Well, the whole time, like, we'd just walk in the streets and I would just, like, not just a little bit, like, for 15, 20 minute walk, I'm just singing, like quite loudly. Not like death metal, but like people could hear.
Mm.
It's to the point where I'm getting the elbow, like, will you stop singing Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball.
That's fair. It's a terrible song.
Will you please shut up?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, take me to karaoke.
Take me to karaoke.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Japan's finished.
Done. But yeah, I highly recommend if you're in the vicinity, go in and
have a look. Adelaide Central Markets.
Adelaide Central Markets. You can't miss them.
They're if you're not from Adelaide, get on a goddamn flight.
Yeah.
Fly to the Central Markets. Yeah. No, it's a hub. I don't know what that is. It's opening days is really confusing. So if you rock up and it's shut, not my fault. Don't blame me. I don't understand it either. It's really confusing how come those shops are open some days and not others. Doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah.
But get on a plane right now. You fly to the Adelaide, Australia, Central Markets. You go to Jammu.
Shop 69.
Of course it is.
It actually is.
You go to Shop 69. You wipe that goddamn smirk off your mouth.
Face.
Nah, face.
Mouth.
Okay.
Face.
You wipe that goddamn smirk off your lips.
Off your nose.
And you buy 2 bottles of Dirty Doctor's Magical Elixir.
Yep.
With no discount.
Some girl asked for discount when I was doing the taste testings on Saturday.
You know what I'm thinking, don't you?
What?
Imagine that's based on like a attractiveness scale.
Yeah, they didn't get discount.
I would have been tempted to say, like, regardless of level of attractiveness,
yeah,
I would have been very, very tempted to be very bitchy.
Oh, really? Response.
I would have been like, sorry, we only give hot girls discount. Because it's like, you can't just ask for a discount.
No, I just didn't know, you know, the best thing. She's like, oh, well, you do 2 for $40. I'm like, the girls sell it through the shop. You've got to go, like, through the till. And then she still bought 2 bottles.
Yeah.
But she asked one of the girls, she's like, can I have a discount? And she was like, no.
Hey. This is like a fucking op shop to you. Then again, I ask for a discount everywhere I go.
So yeah, I ask for hat discount even when I'm not wearing a hat.
I did it in Singapore and Japan a few times.
Didn't understand.
Weird looks.
Well, actually, nobody understands.
Someone asked their manager. That was my favourite.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I'm like, because beer's expensive in Singapore. Like, $20 for a beer.
Yeah, Singapore is expensive.
So I'm like, oh, can I... Because Japan's done. But Singapore... I'm like, oh, can I have a discount? Like, can I have happy hour? Like, no. It's like... It's 2 o'clock on the Sunday.
Sir, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You've been drinking since 11.
And I'm like, what about a hat discount? I mean, you sat a little bit quick.
Yeah.
What about a hat discount? And I'm like, you know the hat discount? Like, nobody hat discount. And she, like, looked at me. And then she, like, poked her head out of the corner. Asked the manager. She's like, do we do a hat discount? And she's like, no.
No, idiot.
And she's looking back at me. She's like, nah. I'm like, you sure?
That's weird.
You don't do that here.
You don't do it. That must be an Australian thing.
It's weird.
Oh, dear. But other than that, yeah, I haven't got a huge amount more. I've managed to get most of the things.
That's pretty good. We're in 2 stores.
Yeah, we're in 2
different... Well, we're basically just before Christmas is when we had our first proper batch. Yeah.
This month, I just class it all as this month.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been in Japan for 2 weeks, or 2.5 weeks. You were in Cairns for 2 weeks.
Like, no, 1 week.
Oh, well, you know. And let me embellish my stories, mate. We've been overseas for about 4 months.
I've been living in Berlin for 2 years now.
Mate, I'm only a quarter Italian, but I do like to embellish my...
Mamma mia!
I don't mind... I don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good yarn.
So yeah, we're in a couple of stores already.
In a couple, and I am confident that I'll get us into more this week.
Yeah. I think we've got to, I was...
4 by the end of Feb.
Yeah.
Seems very achievable.
I was thinking about it, and I'm like, because you know how, just before Christmas, we both spoke about, you know, we have a particular set of skills.
Yeah.
We're reasonably successful, both of us, in the corporate world. Yeah, in life and stuff. And we have a number of skills. And for some reason, I think part of it was like an ego protection thing.
Yeah.
I was like purposely not using any of my skills for this business.
Because, yeah.
Because I'm like, well, if it doesn't work, I wasn't trying that hard.
Yeah.
And like both of us, like we had a bit of a chat in December, even November. And I'm like, you know what? Let's put up a shut up. Like, let's do this properly.
Yeah.
Let's go hog out.
Yeah.
And
full hog out.
At least you can say, like, if it doesn't work out, you tried.
Yeah.
other than self-sabotage, which is a very common, I do a lot in my life, I think.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Always give 80%. Cause that, and luckily, that's normally enough. So I get to protect the ego and get away with it. Yeah. But it's like, there's been a few times in my life, I'm like, if I gave 100%, I probably could have done that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've started just applying some basic, like, management
skills
that we have to, like, running this business. And funnily enough, we've, exponentially grown. I don't think you can actually measure the amount of turnover growth this business has had.
In this month, yeah.
Because it was zero.
Yeah. And now it's two.
I'm making tens of dollars. But, I would say, like, I used to, for quite a few years, I basically did consultancy. I'd go to places at my work and, like, speak to the people and find out how they were doing things and try and look for efficiencies.
Yeah.
And, like, I've done, a lot of money was spent training me how to do such a thing.
Thank you, government.
I was thinking about it, I'm like, well, like, we've got our processes for how we do things. Like, I should probably do that.
Run my eye over
there. Yeah. I should probably just, like, treat it like I used to treat that other stuff and go, okay, this is how we do it. Like, how can we make this more efficient?
Yeah.
Back in Japan, I've said the word efficient. They're the most efficient, ineffective people I've ever met in my life. Like, the whole country just works like the government.
Yeah.
But like a good, like, the whole country works like a really, really efficient government agency.
Yeah.
And someone actually gave me a theory for why Japan works where it does, and I thought it was quite interesting. But, like, they do things the longest possible way, as quickly as possible. So that, like, they're amazingly efficient at doing things the hard way.
Slowly, yeah.
So, like, for instance, like, we got a JR pass. It's like the rail pass.
So we
prepaid for it online. We bought our information. It's like getting a passport. It was like 1,000 stamps and double checks and filling out all this information by hand and, like, stickers and photos and not. It took 20 minutes.
Yeah, wow.
And it was like, it was amazing to watch because it would have taken 4 hours here.
Yeah.
But it was completely unnecessary. Like, push print. And, like, the theory I heard is, like, there's, basically they're trying to keep jobs. So, like, they are, by nature, very efficient culture. They're very good at getting things done.
Yeah.
But, you know, their way of dealing with automation and their way of dealing with the future is just
create
more work. So, like, we'll just double check it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they double check it very efficiently.
Instead of just getting a computer program to check it immediately and make sure it's correct, we'll get a person to look at it twice.
That is the other thing I want to implement in the DC Performance Center, though. For some of their hygiene practices.
Yeah.
So, all their doors, pretty much every door in Japan, is you knuckle it and it's automatic door. So, right. There's no handles.
Yeah, right.
So, that's going in the DC Performance Center. Because handles get you sick.
Mm.
And then the toilets.
Yeah.
Heaven. I don't know what some of those buttons done. The veggie clean one was my favourite.
Very thorough.
But yeah, no, it's just like, they're not, there's a few things they're doing right over there. Hygiene in particular with the face masks and the, like, no touching things. I'm like, this is one of those things. I'm like, this is an incredibly simple idea that would be so difficult to implement in a country. Like, you just, it's one of those things, you just need everyone.
Yeah. Like, to be on board. Yeah.
But you can never mandate it as, like, a policy. It's just a good idea that for some reason we don't do.
Mm.
Especially the bum sprayer. Like, you know, when you think about it, I'm like, you put, depending on how much money you have, 1 to 3 thin sheets of paper on your hand, and then you touch your ass. You're like, oh yeah, I don't want to use water like a savage. You're wiping your ass with paper, mate. That's like one step above a monkey with some leaves.
But then, so do you have to just sit there longer till it dries, or?
Well, it depends which way you go. So they had water, and then they had a bum hairdryer, and then a squirt of perfume. It's like a contraption, man. They had more buttons than my phone. All in Japanese.
Oh, that's sensational.
But everyone develops their own style. So they had paper as well.
Yeah.
A packed dry situation. And, like, you know, takes a bit of getting used to. Mistakes were made. Let's leave it at that. Mistakes were made. A little bit over-reliance sometimes.
Yeah.
It's warm water as well.
Yeah, that's what you want.
You sit on the seat, seat's warm, and then as you sit on the seat, it notifies the pressures on the seat, so it conducts a cleaning spray, so it like cleans all the nozzles and cleans all of the apparatus so that it's clean for every
use.
And then you've got your go pad of things. So is that, yeah, definitely. If you come to the DC Performance Center, we're going to have a high tech toilet.
Excellent.
And no handles.
Oh, it flushes itself.
No, like doors, like the automatic door doors, so you can like just tap them with the back of your hand. Amazing. Such a good idea. And face mask. If you're sick, you know what? I want to have like a sign up front. If you're sick, get out. Like, that's not fair. You can get everyone else sick, you selfish prick. Go home.
Drink some jamu.
Put a face mask on. Give me a call. I'll make you a latte. I'll put it in a box outside.
Just a little.
I'll put it in a little
box. Like the ramen yeah. Place.
I'll call you. I've got a hazmat suit on. I'll call you when you're allowed in that box. You can pick up your latte. You can fuck off back home. Do some push-ups.
And drink jamu.
And drink jamu to get better. Because only getting everyone sick, you selfish prick.
Oh, dear. How are we going for time? I really need the toilet.
Oh, I think we're done, man.
All right. We're going to sign off.
Bye, jamu, or fuck you.
Yeah, bye, jamu, or fuck you.